Welcome back, my friends, to another masterclass on the Flip Empire Show. And I know that the last month or so, you've been hearing a lot of episodes from me directly. I really enjoy doing those solo shows, and the feedback I'm getting is that you guys enjoy them as well. So thank you for that. But I don't want to shy away from bringing on incredible guest experts who are doing some pretty awesome things in their world. And so on today's podcast episode, I got a gift for you. I got a treat. I got Justin Colby, the founder of the Science of Flipping podcast, the Science of Flipping coaching program. And as you're about to hear, just kind of a chance meet at the gym here in Miami. And now we got Justin on the podcast. So on this episode, guys, there's so much that I believe you're going to take away from it. We talk about the power of relationships, and Justin shares actual practical examples and things from his experience, from his past, from mentors that he's worked with, and how it really changes life and changes business. It all boils down to relationships. We talk about the difference between a national wholesaling and flipping model versus a local one, and how Justin and his team are doing a lot of deals every single month all across the country. We even talk about some ninja AI stuff that is pretty incredible. When you think about PPC leads, you think about maybe spending $100, $200, $300 per lead. What if you could generate up to 100 leads a day and pay a dollar per lead? That's just one of the things we talk about on today's podcast episode. We talk about life. So with that being said, guys, I'd love to transition right into episode 723 here with Justin Colby.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Justin Colby, what's going on, my man? How are you, dude?
What's up, brother?
Man, so good to have you. So I want to kind of set the stage for people listening, man. I can't believe I've been doing this podcast almost 8 years and I've never had you on. So you're one of those dudes that I heard the names throughout our circles. We travel in kind of the same ecosystem. Guys, recently I joined this gym called Lifetime here in Miami in the Falls area. Justin recently moved to Miami, I think a couple years ago. So I'm sure we'll talk about that. I look across the gym and I see this like tall dude. I'm like, that kind of looks like Justin. Like, we're good friends with James Hawk and Kent Clothier. I'm like, I've seen this dude in pictures. I think it's him. Let me be that dude that just walks up and introduce myself. And sure enough, we had a good conversation. And here we find ourselves, man. So it's awesome to have you on the show.
I'm glad that you actually did that. So I tell people all the time to network, to actually go up and say hi to people. Because what's the worst thing? What if it wasn't me?
Yeah.
The person would be like, no, bro. Well, what happened? You'd be like, oh, bro, sorry about that. Not a big deal. You would have gone about your day. But the fact that it is me, right? And you had the balls to come up and kind of say, hey, what's up? I'm Alex. Dude, we're going to do some cool shit together over the next several years, right? And it's because you did what I would tell anyone to do, right? I have a funny story as a kid. Like, I used to be able to, me and all our boys, we were on bikes and we go to the park and we see these girls and we're young, right? So we're 8, 9.
Yeah.
I'd go up to the girls, what's up, girls? What are you doing? My friends are like, how are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. What if they just tell me, ew, you're gross? Then I move on. I don't play with them anymore, right? So it's like, just go up and say hi to people. Always network.
Yeah. And you and I don't know each other that well. And I'm sure we're going to build a friendship and a relationship on the back of this. But that's probably one of the reasons you're so successful. And probably one of the reasons you're a thought leader in our space. You coach a bunch of people. You've done a couple thousand deals, whatever it is because you put yourself out there. And that's one of the things I always like to tell men is, too many people these days are trying to hide behind a wall of social media or trying to portray something they're not. When you're your genuine, authentic self and you just are vulnerable, dude, you are who you are and you approach people, I find that you just build more meaningful relationships that way, man. And life is easier when you're not worried about like what people think or what people say. Like, I've gotten beyond that, man, throughout my years.
Yeah, I think that comes with, what is the age old saying? Like, your 20s, people think, care what people think about you. By the time you're 40, you don't give a fuck what people think about you. By the time you're 60, you realize no one is ever thinking about you, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And it's funny, I'm 42 and I could give a fuck. I will say hi to anyone, anywhere. I will reach out to people that are well beyond my pay grade. I'll say, hey man, we got to do something. You got to jump on my podcast, whatever it is. I don't care because there's nothing to care about. Listen, dude, people have their own shit in their lives that they don't care. And it's a morbid thing to say. If you go to someone's funeral, you'll realize how many people have their own shit to deal with, even though they love that person.
Yep.
Well, it proves in the pudding, man. You go to these funerals, unfortunately, and I've seen a couple recently at my age of 42. I'm like, wow, there's not more people here?
Yeah. And not just that, man. You and I have both been to funerals, and I don't know about you, but like for me, an hour or two into it, you know, people are going on about their life and cracking jokes and laughing. And I'm not demonizing that, right? To your point, man, like people aren't really thinking about you. They're worried about themselves and they're thinking about other things. Now, I think one of the things that separates us is that we genuinely care about people. And that's why we do. That's why we host a podcast. That's why we help people. We coach people because we genuinely want to see people succeed, right? Like success is not a zero sum game. Like you can win and I can win. And I really believe it's about collaboration, man. So I'm glad we started the podcast this way because I see too many people these days that don't look you in the eye, that are very shy, timid. They don't approach life and walk with confidence. Those are the separators between those that accomplish things and those that just kind of flounder through life. But man, with that being said, I want to kind of take this podcast in a little bit of a different direction, man. Instead of asking you how you got started, tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to skip all that because I want people to really, really walk away with something tangible from this episode. And you got so much to share, dude. So let's give people a pattern interrupt. And I didn't prep you on this. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. But when you think back over the course of the last 15, 16, 17 years, however long you've been in real estate, what would you say is the biggest learning lesson you've gone through?
Well, what is the biggest mistake I've made, which means it's a big learning lesson? What is something that I've just reaffirmed over and over and over again that I knew I learned that and it was the right way was we started with, which is your network. I've made more money. So I went and spoke in Charlotte last night, right? And so there was this large room of people and I've told everyone the same thing I'm about to tell this audience, which is I've spent tens of millions of dollars on paid marketing, okay? And I've made 10x the amount of money.
Amazing.
Through my network than I have through my paid marketing.
Yeah.
And it goes time and time back. And, you know, I've had the fortune to hang out with people like Brad Lee recently and Grant Cardone, whatever. But Brad says it in a way, for those of you who know Brad, the more hands you shake, the more money you make. And it's true. And it's the same concept that we started talking about by you coming up to me in the gym. Hey, dude, I thought that was you. We haven't officially met. My name's Alex, blah, blah, blah. And the reality is, like I said, to your response, we'll do some big shit together. Like this is the start of it. We'll do some podcasts. You'll jump on my podcast. I'm going to be on your podcast. But there's stuff that will happen. It may not be today or this week or this month or maybe in the next 12 months.
Right.
But Alex and Justin will do some shit together for sure, no doubt. And I'll tell you, I don't know the exact dollar amount, like percentage basis, but I've made way more money with my network than I have through any type of paid marketing. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you should be reaching out to Alex. You should be reaching out to me. You should be leveling up your network, especially if you're listening to this thinking, I'm not where I want to be financially. I'm not where my business isn't where it wants to be financially. I'm not. Well, then get around people who are doing it. And it's as simple as asking. Because by the way, all those dickheads out there that are untouchable and won't return your question or anything, those aren't the right people for you anyways.
That's
Alex
right.
Will. I will. Right. And so focus on building your network and be intentional with that time. It will pay off in the end. And let me just point number two out for a second to follow that point. Don't come into building a network with an expectation on your result. And when that thing happens, I'm telling you, Alex and I will do something. I'm telling you, I didn't tell you when. I didn't say in the next 30 days or in the next year. I didn't say any of that. I said, we're going to fucking do something and we'll do it as fast as we can. We will do it. But I'm not going to put an expectation on when that happens. It will just happen. So if you have intention with networking, being around people, being genuine, authentic, you know, yourself and not wearing a mask of trying to be cool, things will happen, right? My first mentor in real estate specifically back in 2005 told me not every meeting leads to a paycheck, but every meeting is valuable. And so if you take that, if you take nothing else from me on this episode, take that.
Well, I know they're going to take a lot more than just that, man. And that was extremely valuable, what you just shared. What I'd love to piggyback on is that for me, man, I was fortunate from coaches, mentors that I worked with early on that I just learned, dude, if you approach relationships always wanting to give without the expectation of getting something back in return, dude, those are the meaningful relationships and friendships that last.
Yeah.
And you and I are relationships people. And that's why we've learned like, man, go up to people, like talk to people, share what you do, find out what their challenges are. How can you help? How can you make a connection when you're always seeking to give and you're not expecting something in return? the weight is off, man, and you're going to see what it does to the power of your network and relationships. And you're 100% right, man. We are going to collaborate. We're going to do something. I can't believe we've been in real estate in the same circles this long. And it took a chance meeting at a gym for us to hop on here. But that's the way it was meant to be, man. And that's what's exciting about life, man. It's meeting new people, learning. Sometimes, dude, I can't believe I do what I do because just like the audience, I get to learn, man. I get to see how Justin thinks, how he approaches business, life. And I always walk away from these podcast episodes with at least one nugget, if not more. I want to just express that gratitude because without the audience, without people listening to us, like we probably wouldn't do this.
You're 100% dead on is you and I are built to make an impact, right? And we realized real estate was a way for us to make a whole lot of money and increase our wealth. But those that are servants, those that want to give, those that want to help others, I knew from the time I was a child, I thought I was going to be a teacher. Well, it turns out I am a teacher. It's just not the typical definition of being a teacher, which would be like in the school systems, which is what I thought.
Yeah.
And so if you can be of service, if you can add value to someone else, it'll always come back around, which goes back to the same point I say is don't have expectations of when it comes back around.
Yeah.
Just do the right thing, provide the value and do it every day and it will come back around. You just, sometimes you don't know, right? Regardless of whether you want to say God or whatever being you want to represent, like, dude, it comes back around. The universe will come back around to you as long as you're being authentic, genuine, and working with integrity to give. It'll come back around.
That's right, man. Man, along those lines, Justin, I'm curious, for people listening that they're like, well, I'm not at Justin's level or I'm not at this person's level. That's a whole separate conversation about comparing yourself to somebody else. Let's put that off to the side for now. If people are listening to this and they're like, damn, I don't know what I can give. Like, I always hear people say, share value, give value. Like, what does that mean? And for somebody listening to this podcast or watching this on YouTube saying, dude, I don't know what I can give. What's your advice or what's your suggestion? What would you tell that person that thinks they don't have something to give or something of value?
It's time. So the most precious currency all of us have is time. And, you know, depending upon what side of the coin you want to listen to Gary Vee on, time is very long, but it's also very short. And so why I say that is, again, at 42 years old, like, unfortunately, I've been to my fair share of funerals already. And it's with people that aren't that much older than me and sometimes younger than me. And so it just depends on how you want to like look at life. And if you want to give value, then you offer your time. It is the highest currency you have is to offer time. Yeah. And if you do that, you will get paid tenfold, a hundredfold. And so that's why when people enroll into my program, Science of Flipping or whatnot, I offer my time as part of it because I want people to know, I want to show you the value of what you invested in, right? I don't want to have you go off into someone else and some coach that you've never even heard of, but you really wanted to work with Justin. I want to give you my time. It's the most precious thing I can give you is because I've done this for 16 years. I've eaten my dog shit sandwiches and I want to show you what not to do so you don't have to eat those same sandwiches.
That's right. Yeah. Too many people are out there trying to reinvent the wheel or tackle this on their own. I could not imagine going through life, much less business, without having the right people in my corner, man. When I get in a bind, when I have a challenge, it's invaluable that I can pick up the phone and call certain people. And sometimes just get support, man. You know what I mean? I think too many people put up this ego. They put up this wall where they have to figure something out themselves. Nobody that's accomplished anything in this world has done it alone. You always need the right people in your corner. I want to transition for a second because, correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, you guys are doing deals nationally now, right?
That's correct.
So let's zoom out first before we even like dive into your operation and give people nuggets on like how people can like go wider versus going deeper. What's your definition or how would you explain to people listening the difference between a local model? Like what does an operation that just focuses on doing deals locally versus an operation that's doing deals all across the country? Like what does that look like operationally wise?
Nothing. There's no difference.
I love it. I didn't know you were going to say that, but I also knew you were going to say something along those lines. Elaborate.
Yeah. Listen, it's a process. The only thing physically that would be different if you still want to operate this way, which I don't encourage, but it's viable, is if you want to go meet with the seller physically. So if you're like a solopreneur and this is your business and you're doing it just yourself and you want to shake the hands with the seller because sales is easier when you're face to face, which that is true. I'm not denying that at all. Then that would be the only thing. But the entire rest of the process is the same. And the reason why I no longer believe in needing to go belly to belly is because of COVID. COVID right. gave all of us the opportunity to do this, yeah. even virtually in your own market, right? And so we both live in Miami. I yet have done a deal in Miami, but I know you do, right? Yeah. You can do this business virtually in Miami and never have to leave your home, right? That's the beauty of the business, yeah. is it's a business that can be done from anywhere in any market at any time. It is a process that if you do it correctly, will work, right? And so there's nothing different. The only thing, if you have to, and you're archaic and have to go physically meet with these people because you believe it has to happen, and that's your own stubbornness, that would be the only thing I would say is different.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man. I think COVID brought so many blessings and so many opportunities, and it showed people all over the world that you can do business virtually, man. Like, you don't have to be face-to-face. Now that you guys are doing deals virtually, is there anything different as far as you alluded to the fact that you think sales and you think connecting with people in person is a little better than it is virtually? What are some of the tweaks or modifications you guys have had to make in your operations when it comes to typical things like building rapport with sellers, figuring out what their pain points are, how you can solve their problem? Like, is there anything different as far as the sales process doing yeah. something virtually versus being belly to belly?
Nope. And that's why I say it's a process, and it's really about listening. So we are in the business of question-based selling. Right. So whether you are making offers on the MLS to agents, whether you're spending a bunch of money to drive in leads in your business, all you're doing is asking questions. Sure. And if the pattern of your questions is done in a specific way, you just need to listen, because through the pattern of your questions, you will come and find out some of the pain. But you need to, it's an onion, right? You need a layer by layer. And sometimes mm-hmm. that first layer, third, fourth, fifth layers, it's all kind of surface level. So, you know, why do you think you're selling? But the deeper you get into that, you'll yeah. come to find out that they're selling because their daughter has an abuse problem and they're not good parents to their grandchildren. So they're coming to move next to their daughter. Oh, there's a lot of pain there now. Now yeah. I'm making up a scenario, right? Which is mm-hmm. extreme.
Of course.
But we deal with extreme scenarios with these homeowners a lot of the time. And a lot of times it's not nice or pretty. And that's why we can add value, back to adding value, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the key of what is the difference in process, there isn't any. Even if you were belly to belly, you would go through a pattern of questions to get to a place of the pain that would make them accept your offer right there, face to face. There's yeah. no difference, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I can beat you, so here's why I do believe virtual is the way, regardless of some of the stubborn people who are like, no, man, you got to go belly to belly, which I used to be that guy. So we're clear. So no.
So was I, by the way. So was I.
No judgment there. But because let's just use you and me. If Alex is still the guy, is like, I need to go belly to belly. That's how we're going to get the deal done. I'm better at it. I'm not going to say you're wrong. But for the time of you to drive to Miami Gardens and me to pick up my cell phone and call the seller while you're driving, and for me to negotiate the deal on the phone while you're getting there, and you show up and they say, oh, we just accepted an offer.
Yeah.
How discouraging is that? Well, the difference is you wanted to take your happy ass and drive for an hour, right? And get caught in Miami traffic. And I just picked up the cell phone.
Not just that, Justin, let's say in your example, I'm the one that wants to go belly to belly. Even if I'm 10 to 20, maybe 25% better as far as a closing rate perspective than you are yep. on the phone, which is not necessarily an apples to apples thing. Dude, think about the speed and the velocity. How many more sellers can you or an acquisitions manager, your team connect with? When I ran the operation here in South Florida, we got up to a team of 9. I had 3 acquisitions managers. And you're exactly right, man. 2 appointments, and that basically sucked up the whole day.
Yeah, gone. Like, driving in traffic. They're not following up with the leads. So we used Podio for years when we were doing belly to belly. Mm-hmm. The nice part about Podio is there's an app on your phone. You get notifications. You can tag people in the communication. But even then, they're driving. They're doing it. They're not calling their book of sellers that they're supposed to be following because they're stuck in traffic. And when I do consulting, I talk a lot more about being executing, right? And being efficient. It's not efficient to be in your car. It isn't. Yeah. I don't care what people say. You can't follow up the list of sellers you need to be following up. You're not taking good notes because you're trying to do one hand while you're driving. Like right. the efficiency goes way down, mm-hmm. not to mention your volume. And you and I know that this is a volume game. We need to talk to more sellers than everyone else. And if we do that, we will win.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what you were saying, that what Brad Lee shared with you, and I'm paraphrasing, but something along the lines of, the essence was the more palms you shake or the more hands you shake, the more money you're going to make. It's the same concept here. The more sellers you connect with, the more offers you make, the more money you're going to make, the more, it's just basic, right? And oftentimes I connect, especially with newer people, but even intermediate wholesalers and flippers that are doing 2-3 deals a month, and they're frustrated by the lack of results they're getting. The first question I always ask them is, how many leads did you generate? How many offers did you make? Like for me, it just boils down to that simplicity. Now, if they're not making those offers, oftentimes I find that it's a mindset thing. There's a barrier. There's a roadblock that needs to be removed there. But it really boils down to how many leads are you generating? How many offers are you making? Or how many appointments are you going on, depending on how you run it? Now that you've got national, this was COVID. What does the business look like today, dude? And not necessarily number of deals, but like, what kind of marketing are you doing? How many people do you have on your team? Like, just kind of give us a big picture of the operation.
So we have 7 people on our team. We are doing national. A lot of our leads are coming in online.
PPC?
Yeah, but it's not just that. We have software on our website that just by people going to our website, we're capturing 30% of the people. So we're doing Facebook ads, Google ads, but we're getting 100 leads a day. And those leads right now at scale are less than $1. Have you ever run PPC? Well, then you know you're getting $250, $300 leads. If you're doing pay per lead, you're buying $250, $350, $450.
Or more.
I've created a model that you can use. So maybe this is an offline discussion. But at scale, we're getting less than $100 a lead, bro.
I'd be a terrible podcast host if I didn't dig deeper into this. Like, yeah. I need you to elaborate and kind of like unveil what's going on here.
So if you go to rocketly.ai, you can schedule a call with some of my team. Now, here's the truth of the matter. This was all internal. This was not built to go outwardly. So what I told my community, your podcast is the first, not my podcast hasn't even heard this yet. We have to build this out for people one by one. So this is not meant to go scale. Like, let's just say you're like, bro, we have 40,000 downloads an episode. Well, then we're fucked. Because we literally are taking people one by one. First come, first serve. My team has to build it out for them. This is not a CRM BS. This is a build out. And so this was an internal thing I had my team build. And so if you go to rocketly.ai, you can schedule a call. We will do a one-on-one consultation with you. But bro, I mean, for someone like yourself, for someone who's a doer, for someone's in the game, this is a must. That's why I've been cautious, because I know if I take this to like boardroom or anywhere else, I'll have 200 people sign up today and we're enrolling people and setting them up one by one. We wouldn't be able to take 200 people, is the truth.
Incredible. Well, man, it doesn't surprise me, because some of the best businesses, products, services that were created were done to solve an internal challenge or a need, right? Yeah. And it sounds like that's what you guys did. So walk me through the evolution of this, like, because you're exactly right, man. PPC leads are hundreds of dollars in many markets, right? It's market specific. And I used to pay for a lot of leads, and I'd pay I paid $500 a lead, right, on some of these services out there. And it's not uncommon. Now, granted, I'm willing to do that because I know it's a volume game and I know that one deal makes up a lot of that, right? But when you tell me you're getting leads, 100 leads a day, and you're paying $1 a lead, like, that's insane.
Yeah. So now this is at scale. So I'm not going to say that this is like carte blanche, everyone's get $1 lead, but we just had one of our customers say in the last 13 days, they got 80 leads. 80 seller leads. Now, this person also runs PPC. So this is not their PPC. This is the technology I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
What's your conversion right now with online leads? 1 out of 20, 1 out of 15?
Around.
What if you had 80 new leads at, call it $5 a lead?
Incredible.
How much more money can you make? Right. Yeah. And so now, again, these are not all form fills. So the technology, basically, anyone who goes to your website, call it Alex LLC. Your website probably says, we buy houses, we buy fast, we are convenient, there's no commissions, blah, 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 sell your house. Even if they just exit off your website, don't give you the information, the technology rips their information, puts it into your CRM.
So there's no opt-in form, they're just visiting your site. So it's almost like a retargeting ad on steroids.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So that's why you can do it on Facebook, and you can do a retargeting campaign on Facebook and spend way less than you do on Google. And because they just saw it. Now think about the person that goes and hits your website. So our ads say something generic, like everything, like sell your house with ease, right? Sell your house with no commissions. Great. The difference between Facebook and Google is two things. Google is intent based, right? You go to Google, you say, I need to sell my house fast. That is your intention. You're looking that up. Facebook, you're looking for tits and ass. You're looking for Rolexes. You're looking for private jets. You're looking for your interests. Fair? So if you see an ad that says sell your house with no commissions and someone clicks that ad, you think there's some motivation behind it? They're not there for sell my house fast or sell my house with no commission.
Yeah.
They're there for the tits and ass and the Rolex and the jet and the cars and the stuff, right? Their interests. But then they click this ad that says sell your house fast. So you already know there's motivation. Now it's our job. So inside of Rocket, we have automation, AI. So internally, I just bought into the AI concept last year. Okay. And I told my team, I was like, we need to build AI into our communication with our leads. That's how this whole thing started.
Interesting.
So then we built it out. And so I run, obviously, the science of flipping my community. I run a mastermind as part of the whole community. It's not a mastermind. We have 8 coaching calls a week. We have a mastermind. We have this whole thing, right? So I present it to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is how it's happening. And everyone's like, I need that, Justin. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, it's not meant to sell people. This is what I just do. I looked at my tech partner and I say, can we even like build this out? And literally we have 30 people staring back at us. And he's like, I guess. So that's where it came. And that's why it's one by one, dude. Like,
wow, interesting.
And so it's very costly for me. It's not a big profit center. I'm not trying to become some multi-bajillionaire off this technology, at least at the moment. But dude, it's a game changer, dude. And that's why you can go get such cheap leads, is because they're coming through a cheaper resource such as a Facebook. And you're getting in for, do you do PPC on Google?
I have. I'm not doing it now.
So for those, like Nick Perry is a member, you know Nick,
yep,
right?
Yep, of course.
So he spends a bajillion dollars on, think about how many more leads he's getting right now from what he's already doing.
Now, he's got to be spending 6 figures a month on PPC, I think.
Yeah. So the opt-in rate on like the actual form opt-in onto someone's webpage is something like 5 or 6% of the people that go to your website actually opt in. So let's just say there's 100 people there. That means you're going to get 5 or 6 opt-ins, give or take. So the other 95, 30% of them, so let's call it 30 people, we will get their information for you to reach out to them. And you don't even need to reach out to them. The automation, the AI starts the communication.
This AI stuff is ridiculous, man.
I just bought into it last year. I knew it was going to be something different. So I told my team, we need to find a way to put this into our communication so my team doesn't have to get involved with calling a bunch of people who aren't really interested, right?
Yeah.
So it's worked. Like, we just did a deal last month we closed.
All of a sudden, like, I started seeing stars and I'm like, man, this is some cool shit, Justin.
I wonder what I just did.
I have no idea.
All of the communication with the seller was over email. Now, what's unique about that is I have been vocal about how I don't believe email is the best way to communicate with sellers, right? I don't think it's a good follow-up nurture campaign. I don't believe it. Well, now I have to eat my words because this shit is working real time, especially because text messaging is basically dead and gone. Email is actually working. This woman lived in Europe, never communicated with my team, only replied to our emails, got a postcard because part of the automation is there's an automation that delivers postcards if they don't get on the phone with us in a certain amount of time. Called or replied to the email again because the postcard reminded her about our conversation. My entire team never talked to the seller once.
That's unbelievable.
We made 30 grand. We shared some of this with a guy in Detroit because the deal was in Detroit because he found the seller. I think we netted 20 grand on the deal.
It's incredible.
All through email, bro. And so now I have to like eat my words after a decade of telling people email doesn't work. Email fucking works. I promise.
That's why I always tell people, man, be open because we're limited by our beliefs, right? Like, be open to the possibility that the way you're doing something, and I'm speaking generally, is maybe not the best way to do it. Yeah. Or sometimes we say things like, oh, this doesn't work. Do you know that to be a fact? What you just shared is a perfect example. Right. I'm curious, man, when you think about all the marketing you guys are doing, what percentage of it is online versus offline?
So how do you, like, working with agents, is that online or offline? Because I'm technically working online MLS leads.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I would consider that, like, I think of offline, I think of direct mail. I think of banded sign. To me, that stuff is offline.
My team heavily, we are buying deals from MLS, our own lead sources, which is most heavily online, and my community. So, like, I pride myself on buying deals from the members.
Yeah,
because I'm teaching them how to go get deals and I want them to get paid fast. So I will give them my buy box, literally something I will buy. Mm-hmm. I buy the whole state of Florida. I buy all of North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. I say, go find leads in there, go market in there. I'm your buyer. So I buy from them. So I have students making sometimes 2 grand, sometimes 30 grand on assignments from me as the buyer. And so between my community, between the MLS and agents, and between my online marketing, that's my 3 lead gen.
That's incredible, man. the thread to kind of tie this all together to the first part of our conversation is not so much the AI or the PPC. It's still all based on relationship. Even the email negotiations and the back and forth, there's still a level of relationship that's being built there. Like, to me, that's the heart of everything. What you just elaborated on, the fact that like that's a value to your students and to your community. They have a built-in cash buyer ready to go if they can provide what you're looking for, your buy box. Like, that's built on relationship, man. So, that's right. Dude, that's incredible, man. I tip my hat to you, man, for being so innovative on the AI side. That's one of the areas that I myself have found, like, I need to dive more into AI because it's not going anywhere, man. And everybody's got access to it. What I'm starting to learn is, if we use ChatGPT, it's a lot about like the prompt engineering, right? Mm-hmm. It's like what you feed it is going to determine the quality of the output that you get. But man, like, you can use this for, like, I see so many marketing messages, to your point from earlier. Everybody always says, we buy houses cash, we close on your timeline, no closing costs. Like, how can you start to separate yourself from the competition? How could you leverage AI to give you much better copy to deliver your message to the prospect that's dealing with specific pain? And I think I alluded to it earlier, you got to know the pain points that these sellers are going through. Like, what are they experiencing? Like, how can you help solve their problem? And then get super, super clear in your messaging. I'm reading this book now called The Story Brand by Donald Miller. Dude, unbelievable book, man. Highly recommend it. I think it'd help you in your info business and with your students and even in real estate. So the takeaway so far from that book is that sometimes we're not as clear on our message. And if you can't say your message within a couple of words and people say like, hey, I know what Justin does, or I know what this business does, then it needs to be dialed in more. So just wanted to share that, man. Since I brought up a book, dude, what are some of the books and or people that you would say have had the biggest influence on your life and why? Mm.
Most recently, I'd say Ari Rostegar is a guy.
Okay.
He got into real estate 9 years ago. He's worth $8 billion today.
I'm not familiar with him. My apologies.
He's out of Austin and he has a long story. He has a great book out by he wrote a book called Fail Fast. I would tell everyone to read that book. For those of you watching on TV, if you're more like me and do audiobook, if you're watching on YouTube, Ari Rostegar, The Gift of Failure.
Yeah.
Gift of Failure, Ari Rostegar. So he and I have gotten really close over probably the last 4 months. He's only been in real estate for 9 years. He does not come from a rich background. He did everything bootstrap. He's worth $8 billion. And I say, what the hell am I doing? I've done this for 16 years and I'm not worth $1 billion. He's worth $8 billion. And he didn't come from money. He broke into it with $3,000, just like many of us, right? And so how do you do that? Like, Grant Cardone looks up to him, right? So he and Grant talk a lot and Grant's like, bro, blah, 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 right? Because he's doubled Grant's net worth easily. So he's been a big impact. His book will make a massive impact. Is something as simple as journaling every day, which I took from him. Okay. The 5-minute journal you can get on Amazon. It's like $20. Go get that. Start journaling every day. He's been a huge impact for me. The Gift of Failure. And so I tell you, I read a lot. And because I travel so much, it tends to be audiobook. So read or listen. That one has made a massive, massive impact on me.
Outside of the journaling, what else is something that you're able to share on the podcast that you've taken from him and just from the communication, the context? Because when somebody has risen from having 3,000 bucks, I think you said, to having a net worth of 8 billion, that person knows something. They've done a few things right. Is there anything you're able to draw from the experience you've had in communicating with him that you're able to share here that, like, that's a distinguisher? That's something I took away from this conversation, or this is something that got me to think maybe differently than I was thinking?
Yeah. So I'll say it here, but we go in depth. He was actually on my podcast. So if you go to my YouTube channel, justincolby.tv, go look up the episode that I did with him.
Okay.
You will go more in depth, but I will tell you, he echoes the sentiment about your network. He credits everything to his ability to build his network. And so he would do things like, he used to live in New York. He would make friends with the bartenders, you know, in the financial district, and pay the bartenders like $100. Hey, tell me when they get here. Wait for all the Wall Street guys to get annihilated. He would go sit at the bar, wait around for these guys. He'd want to go get another drink. When they got sat next to him, he wouldn't be drinking at all. When they sat next to him, he would start conversation and he was able to raise all this capital because he paid the bartender $100, $200, $300 to give him a call so he can walk down to this bar, get to this bar when all the stockbrokers and whatever showed up at this bar so he could be around money. I'm like, oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah, man.
And he didn't know these people. So he had to start the conversation still, just like you started with me at the gym. So he would have to say something. They would probably bump into a bartender, blah, blah. And he'd, hey, brother, I love that whiskey, blah, blah. And then start the conversation. Move, oh, what do you do? And he'll be dressed sharp and he'll look the part. And brother, I mean, go to my YouTube, bro. He goes in on it. He talks a lot about the power of your network and communication. Yeah. So I mentioned Brad Lee and he has told me, Justin, every dollar you've ever made and every dollar you will make, if you're able to look backwards, is directly from a person.
1,000%.
Every deal that ever gets done is between two people. Every dollar you make and every ounce of net worth is between the people. So focus on the people and you'll get there, right? And so he's kind of privately been my mentor now for the better part of 6 months. And we have some kind of cool stuff that we're working on. It's been a blast. But listen, when these people that are at the places we all want to be are saying the same thing that we started this podcast with, it goes to show you guys should be listening to this damn podcast. Make sure you're reaching out to Alex. Make sure you're reaching out to me. Watch that YouTube video. It's powerful shit. Again, 9 years in, he's built a net worth that most people would dream of. I want to become a billionaire. And that's one. He's done that 8 times.
And you know what I also draw from that you didn't say this, but it's very evident to me that most successful people, especially like when they've gotten to a level like that, they want to give back, man. At the heart, not all successful people, I hate to speak in absolutes, right? But most successful people I know, and I don't know that I know any billionaires personally, but clearly that guy has a heart to want to help Justin Colby because now he's mentoring you. Now he's building a relationship. These people want to pay it forward. Again, not always. And so don't be shy to go up, man, because if you approach the relationship and you approach the person the right way, not with your handout, right, which we already talked about, but just wanting to connect, being genuine, being authentic, most times that person wants to help you. I know when people reach out to me, man, like I'm still humbled and I feel grateful when people reach out to me, like wanting to get a minute or two of my time, or they think enough of me to ask me a question about this. Now, the pendulum can swing the other way where you give so much of yourself that now it starts to take you away from other things, right? So I think you got to be wise and intentional about it. But man, like we have a heart to want to give back and help. And again, that's the reason I do this podcast. And I definitely want to get you guys to head over to check out justincolby.tv. Check out his podcast, his YouTube. He's got a lot of really cool things going on, the science of flipping. But man, as we start to wrap up this show, dude, you moved to Miami a couple years ago. I want to say in my neck of the woods, man, but it's almost like we're neighbors. Talk to me, man. You're a girl dad. You're raising a family. Like, how's life treating you, dude?
I love it here, bro. Funny enough, we were kind of going to Charlotte as a family to kind of see if we'd want to move there, right? Because, you know, listen, Miami's a big city and we're raising girls, right? And it's like, do we want that kind of thing, right? And my wife is from here and she's Cuban. And, you know, we moved back here because we want to be around the family. But man, we got back last night and already today she's like, I can't go move to Charlotte. So it's like, this place feels like home to me. I personally, as a white person, obviously, I love the culture. I love the Latin culture. Obviously, I married a Cuban woman. But just the vibe, the energies. And I'm not talking about the partying. I'm talking about like even just the energy of this city and the fun. And like Lifetime opens up here in our neighborhood. And it's just like great people and going and hustlers and family, right? So anyways, I love it here in Miami. Here, bro. This is how much I love it here in Miami. What am I eating right now? You already see it. Oh,
Pinecrest Bakery, dude. Come on, bro. That used to be my spot, man. Only locals know about Pinecrest, man.
That's it.
Incredible. I love it.
Look, bro, look. This is how I'm bought in, bro. Give me my little pastelito queso y guava, you know? I say that just to say, dude, I love it here. I don't know if we'll ever leave or not. I come from San Francisco, born and raised, then moved to Scottsdale, and that's where I started my real estate investing career.
Yeah,
I think there's a chance we one day could maybe go back to Scottsdale. My wife loved it. I love it, but Miami's great. You know, the only downside of Miami is like, we live in a nice area. Are you in Kendall on the west?
I'm 6 minutes from Lifetime. So yeah, I'm not going to say my address here, but yeah, I am just west of Lifetime.
Yeah. So I'm east of Lifetime. And dude, these neighborhoods are just exploding with value, right? Yeah, and you're just like, you know, you go to Charlotte and we were looking at homes that like would be the valuation of my home right here in South Miami area. And you're like, holy moly, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Right. These homes are palaces. Right. I mean, I have a nice house. I'm not going to shit on my house. I'm just saying like,
yeah,
relative how far the dollar goes in Miami. And you just go, man, that's crazy. So that's the only downside is like, I want that damn palace. But to get that damn palace is like $10 million here in Miami. Right. And you're just yikes.
I get it. Fatherhood looks good on you, man. It's awesome to have you in my hometown city, man. And I know you and I are going to connect more, build a relationship and hopefully do some really cool stuff together, man. So I love what you're doing, man. I'm always want to champion people's efforts who are out there like putting out valuable content. And yes, wanting to grow a business and build a certain lifestyle, but like helping people, man. And I see you doing that. Like your YouTube has exploded. You got so much content out there. I'm glad we had an opportunity to connect, dude. Hopefully we'll see each other very soon, man. If there's anything I can do to add value or to help you, man, you know I'm always here for you, dude. So I appreciate you just coming on the show and sharing your knowledge.
Yeah, brother. I appreciate having me.
Awesome, guys. Hey, everybody. I definitely want to recommend check out Justin Colby, justincolby.tv. He's got a podcast, YouTube, scienceofflipping.com. Is it The Science of Flipping or just Science of Flipping?
The Science of Flipping.
The Science of Flipping. And thank you. Again, we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for you guys devoting your most valuable, precious asset, which is your time to listen to us. There's so much content out there. And it's not lost on me that you've chosen to tune into this podcast, Justin's podcast. So thank you guys. We genuinely appreciate it and really look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Take care.
Peace.
Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.